My life is always interesting.
You're such a good vet. I swear, I mean it, really. To find a
You're
vet like you.
You're such an ass kisser.
No, I'm not. I'm not ass kissing, girl. I'm telling you the truth. I don't kiss ass, girlfriend.
I bet your wife has you wrapped around her finger.
Well, don't all women have their men wrapped around their finger?
Well, I just don't admit it.
Yeah, no, you are so good. You care and you know what you're talking about, and it's just awesome.
Which one?
Seriously, Deb, how many people come to you that don't have dough and you help them out?
Well, I don't bake at all, so dough doesn't
come. You know what I'm saying. You know what? You probably don't want to advertise
She
that.
Does a radio show every week. She doesn't charge a penny for any of this advice here. So there you go. She's a giver. She is a giver.
She helps people, I can tell.
We have Brenda on the phones. Hey, Brenda, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Good. Where are you? I'm detecting a little southern accent.
I'm from Texas.
From Texas. Well, welcome.
Yeah. Hey,
we're as big as Texas here. We think we're as big as Texas here.
You think?
Well, that's good. Whatever you think, that's what counts.
Yeah, okay. What's going on with your animals? I have Dr. Debbie right here to help you out.
Okay. We have an older poodle. He's almost 16. And he's always been hard to groom, but as he's getting older, he's getting a little more temperamental.
Mm-hmm.
It just wears him out. And the last time we took him to a professional groomer, they started on him and then rejected him because they just could not handle him.
Mm-hmm.
And they were afraid of hurting him and everything. So is there something that we can give him before a grooming appointment that would maybe calm him down to where it would be easier on him? We're just afraid it's going to cause him to, have a heart attack, or something.
Sure. Absolutely. Now, you said he's always been afraid of the groomer, or is this...
Not really afraid, but he's so hyper and temperamental that...
Okay. So he's intolerant of it.
He's just a little more difficult, but he's never been really afraid of him.
All righty. Well, and I definitely see older pets with some of these behavior patterns. They do get worse. And I kind of equate it to the, they're getting old, they're getting cranky, they definitely lose some of the good behaviors that they've had when they're younger. Now, if he's already kind of been a little cranky at the groomers, you're going to have extra challenges. And there are definitely things we can try. And a lot of it's going to be first, going back to the veterinarian and making sure your pet doesn't have any untreated disease processes. Because things like arthritis, cognitive dysfunction, which is kind of like doggy senility, there's other medical problems that if they're untreated, they can make his ability to cope with a grooming visit or other stresses can make it harder. So a pet that's arthritic, isn't going to want to be touched, and they're going to be a little more unhappy about that. So we want to make sure that is effectively treated properly. But if I have an older pet in the double digits, 12 and above, that I'm looking at having problems at the groomer or having something done even at home that needs to be done for their own well-being. There are some natural things I like to start with first because we also have some concerns with using tranquilizers or sedatives in an older pet. They have more problems with heart, kidney, liver, so we don't want to necessarily drug them up. That's not the best thing. So for me, for an older doggy, a couple things. I love using dog food pheromones, which are the scent hormones. We can't smell them, but they can. And these can be in sprays and collars and different formats. And it exerts a natural calming effect to pets. So that's one thing that I might add into the mix. The other thing is I'd see your veterinarian about an amino acid supplement called L-theanine. And it's actually an amino acid that they find in green tea, if you believe it or not, and it causes a relaxing effect. So this is something that we know that helps improve their brain dopamine levels and serotonin, and it actually can make them more calm and better able to kind of relax with normal everyday things. So you can use that along with a pheromone as a natural way to try to cope with this. If I have to tap into a sedative, I am not a fan of just the pure old tranquilizers that you'll get at your common veterinary office. I don't feel they help a lot with dogs that have anxiety problems, and that especially if they're kind of triggered in these older pets. So I like like staying in the benzodiazepine category, which is basically in the Valium category. But there's some that I prefer. Alprazolam is probably my favorite for dogs that have either anxiety problems that we're just looking to take a little bit of the edge off. And this has to be through your veterinarian. So you, again, you want to make sure that your pet is a good candidate for that. And I'd kind of look at doing those, some of those things. Now, and the good thing for other listeners out there is it's so important with your dogs when they're young is that we condition them to grooming experiences. So what I recommend people to do, and I like to get like clippers out and take the buzzing clipper to a puppy and just let it kind of touch their body, get them used mm-hmm. to some of those things, handle their feet, get them used to some of the hair dryer when they're really young in a non-threatening way. And that's kind of how we can work up to exposing them so that we hopefully don't get a dog that's, you know, so phobic or unhappy about being groomed. And you know, there are actually, I have a lot of dogs at my clinic that we have to be the groomers for our pets because they have aggression problems when they go to the groomer. And it is very unfortunate that we often, you know, with those dogs, we have to use heavy sedation or put them under anesthesia. So it's definitely not in their best interest if we can get away with other methods.
We didn't know if we maybe tried to learn to start grooming him ourselves, you know, as far as giving him the haircut. Calming a little more
for some dogs, you know, and it depends if he's afraid of the clipper, the sound, the handling, or if he just doesn't want anybody touching him. That's got to be the thing you got to kind of figure out. So a dog that doesn't want to be touched in general, I wouldn't recommend you do it.
Dr. Debbie, like the groomers, you know, they're making money, they're in a hurry. And if a dog gets nicked with a clipper one time, you know, and experiences pain, then they form a bad association, and it becomes very, very difficult beyond that point. Because you don't know what's going on there at the groomer. You're not there. You can't see what they're doing.